Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignments from over the weekend. On Friday, do your daily practice. There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. Martha Graham. Today, pay special attention to how this life force in you is uniquely expressed. Record and listen. Then on Saturday, do your daily practice. Through our eyes, the universe is perceiving itself. Through our ears, the universe is listening to its harmonies. We're the witnesses through which the universe becomes conscious of its glory, of its magnificence. Alan Watts. Today, practice being the eyes and ears of the universe, witnessing its, our glory. And then on Sunday, do your daily practice. I think the most important question facing humanity is the universe a friendly place? This is the first and most basic question all people must answer for themselves. Albert Einstein. Today, pay special attention to how you are guided and supported by a friendly life. All right. Here's our first caller.
Here we go.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, this is Laura. Hello, Laura. What are you seeing?
Let's see. Well, I have been looking at, there was a caller a while back, she's called the pipe operator. And so I have been similar to what I was doing last month is that there was a workshop a while back where there was like a movement exercise, like to just the way I'm remembering it anyway, it's like to like let yourself be moved from the palm, but not in the way fear would move you. So I've just been, after the show, just moving and kind of with that in mind. And I think the way I've been looking at it is kind of like sort of moving not from the pipe operator, if that makes sense. Getting in touch with something that's not the pipe operator.
Yes. From what isn't focused on shutting you down.
Right?
Because life isn't focused on shutting you down. Ego is focused on shutting you down.
Yeah.
So you can feel that, right, in the movement. There's that impulse to move, and then there's the small s self-consciousness. That it has an opinion, a running assessment of everything.
And I noticed too the way it sort of it becomes like a okay, this is a good way to move. Yeah, we'll move this way, and it's like you know, like sort of taking it over and turning it into like a program. If that makes sense, like okay, this is the movement that we are doing.
That's exactly it. It because ego, the whole focus of ego is to have control over you.
Like the moving.
Well, you as a human being, as an expression of life, can move. Ego can't. The only access to anything ego has is through controlling you.
Yeah. And it feels like in order to sort of move in the way fear would move me or whatever, it's like the way I experience it is a sort of a dropping down. I think maybe dropping down from the head into the body or, you know, it's like I have to go to a different place.
That's right. You drop into it.
Yep. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it is wonderful to have a very specific, concrete, tangible experience of the movement out of ego and into presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Mm-hmm. We'll keep having fun, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Laura. I love that image, Sherry, because related to giving, it really is what either keeps the aperture open or closed to the
yes.
flow of life.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Great connection. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller? I guess not, huh?
Mm. Closed aperture.
Not able to get on, I think. Well, here's our next caller. Mm-hmm. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Well, hello. This is Margaret.
Hello, Margaret. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm so grateful to be here. and here mm-hmm. yesterday for the call yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've just been it's hard to find the right word, enjoying the experience of my projection on sort of the pine tree and daffodil existence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in that way, kind of seeing that the world feels completely friendly mm-hmm. to me, even with all that is, including volcanoes, for example, because mm-hmm. we need all of it. Or it's just there. It is here.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's here,
mm-hmm.
and I feel
and
without, very supported.
Without conditioned opinions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which it, the reason I like to use ideas such as a daffodil and a pine tree is that we can have an intuitive sense that they do not have opinions, and it's
yes.
not. I think a leap to bet that they are happier than we are for the lack
yes.
of opinions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They don't
yes,
worry about volcanoes. Even if they're growing on the mountain that's
no.
going to have one.
Yeah. Exactly. And I feel like we kind of have a unique ability to be able to appreciate that that could happen and just, that would be that if it happened when we're on the mountain.
Well,
because, just
you know,
because of our understanding.
In Eastern philosophy, human beings are presented as the unique perspective between heaven and hell.
Mm.
Okay, so there mm-hmm. is there is the absolute non-separate clarity of heaven. There is the
mm-hmm.
separate, miserable suffering of hell. And right in between
yes.
are human beings who can go in either direction.
Right. I mean, is that sort of where the middle way comes from?
Well, that, you know, that's a...
Kind of?
That's a... Yeah, but with a different twist on it. But just with the
yeah.
ability to identify
mm-hmm.
with non-separation and
yes.
and experience the freedom and joy of that, or identify with an illusion of a separate self and suffer. The choice is ours.
Yes.
It's not the choice of the the daffodil or the pine tree. they don't have a hell choice, which gives us a tremendous opportunity.
Well, and I really appreciated yesterday you sharing about the experience of listening to Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech and how that moves us, or how it feels like sort of the same thing as looking at what we're for rather than coming from what we want rather than what we don't want and our heart. It was just,
well, I would just go directly to that, Margaret, coming from the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the ego that wants and doesn't want. The heart just feels the, okay, yeah.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Thank you
so much.
Oh, okay. You are so welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Margaret. I guess we could say the heart's the daffodil, Sherry.
Yes. Yeah, daffodil, the pine tree, and and the Labrador Retriever. Yes, indeed.
Yes. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Judy from San Francisco.
Well, hello, Judy. What are you seeing?
Hi. I'm seeing just the constant, don't get in the queue. Today's not the day. You didn't do your homework. So.
I'm not ready for you to reveal me.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Because you just didn't you? You just blew its cover completely. Yeah, hates that.
Yeah, wow. Just every day that I say, I'm going to get in the queue regardless.
I'm going to get in the queue. Ego, if you don't want to be in the queue, don't be in the queue.
Go somewhere else.
In fact, that's right. Move out. Haunt another house. Yes, good. Mm. You don't have to do a single thing the heart is drawn to. Not a single thing.
Yeah. Wow. That's really helpful.
It's the classic, right? I don't want to. I don't feel like it. Well, don't. Mm-hmm. I'm going to because I want to and I feel like it. But ego, if you don't want to, you know, this is a path of freedom. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. Go to your room.
Here, I got some extra packing boxes.
That's right. Get in one.
Yeah, it's the same process with recording and listening. I don't want to. I don't feel like it. I don't have time.
That's right.
I don't have 2 minutes. You know, ego doesn't have 2 minutes.
That's right.
Listen.
Never does. Mm-hmm. And so Judy, what you're seeing with this is the whole deal. Right? You're getting clearer and clearer and clearer that has nothing to do with me. I don't care what that system is saying.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have anything to do with me. Ego has all the time in the world to torture me. And so if I don't want to be in that relationship, then I need to be in the relationship that I choose to be in, the one with life, the one that, a la the, our focus, that gives me everything, not with an ego that only wants to take.
Right. Wow. Because when I listen. Yeah, that's really, thank you. That's really helpful.
When you listen? Did you start to say when you listen?
When I was listening to the voices about recording and listening practice, it's the same refrain of not enough time.
That's right. Judy, you only have time for what I, ego, want. And that is for you to give all of your attention to me and be stressful and anxious and unhappy and dissatisfied. That's what there's time for. This other stuff, you living your life, being happy, enjoying, no, we do not have time and space for that. Get with the program.
Crazy, yeah.
So we're it is crazy. And very believable until we see it, which you are.
It's a lot of compassion for the person who was there.
That's
believing.
Right. And the believing. The way to express that compassion is to get her out of that situation. So we can have compassion for the person in the burning building. We don't want to leave them there just feeling compassion for them, right?
Yeah.
We want to get them out of the building.
Yeah.
Compassion in action. All right. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Judy.
Bye-bye.
Sure. I was so appreciate that last comparison to the burning building, and that awareness is aware of the person in the burning building, but there's also the impetus to get them out. And so in so many situations where the voices are talking to us and we become aware of that happening, not to forget to do that one step that actually gets the person out of the situation, right? So if I'm in the queue and I'm told I don't need to be in the queue, I put myself in the queue. If I'm told not to do the assignment, then I do the assignment, because watching the voices talk me out of my life is not a sufficient condition for ending suffering.
That's exactly right. In fact, if we go with the burning building, it's adding, it's tossing
right.
more stuff onto the fire.
I think that recalibration to the awareness that is aware but without the behavior change is that place where it's the next stage of our practice, right? Because awareness does transform, and it's the application of that insight or that movement of disidentification that we're also practicing.
Precisely. Yes. So I see what ego is doing, as you're saying. I see what ego is doing. I do what the heart chooses. And it is almost always as straightforward as you just laid it out.
Right.
The voice says, I don't want to do the assignment. I don't feel like it. Okay, well, then I'm going to do it. I don't want to meditate. I don't feel like okay, I'm going to meditate. Mm-hmm. I don't want to record. There's no time to record. I'm too busy. Okay, I'm going to record. That's how we get the person out of the burning building.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. But we have to consciously practice, a la our conversation yesterday. We could stay in that which watches the person and assumes that they need to be, that they need compassion.
Exactly. Which it really makes clear what an ego-identified place that is.
Absolutely.
Right? So I'll just stay here and feel compassion for that person who's stuck in that situation. Says ego.
Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi. Yeah, my name is Jacqueline, and I'm on the Central Coast of California.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Good to hear from you. What are you seeing?
First I'm seeing boom, a lot of feelings, because I only actually put myself in the queue after this conversation. Oh, do this. Oh, okay. and it's actually been really helpful the last few daily practice assignments, because they've been saying the same thing generally, and that's what I've been working on. And I have found that I actually was able to walk through and do a lot of things that I had wanted to do that I let ego talk me out of for months and months and months and months, and was feeling good. And then yesterday, after doing what I always thought was a very hard thing, which turned out to be not hard at all, and didn't get to a lot of other things, and went to bed thinking, oh, I can't believe I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And I woke up feeling this that same way with that beating myself up feeling. And immediately, because I've been practicing now for a few months, just turning back to awareness when that happens. That's my tool. You know, when I don't know what else to do, just turn back to my breath and start counting it. And I was able to see, oh, wait a minute. I actually don't want to feel bad. And
That's right. So I was hitting people with this in the workshop yesterday, that the voices are beating you up. Right, the same voices that were devoted to keeping you from doing things, that were saying that thing that you wanted to do was going to be really, really, really hard, those same voices, you went ahead and did all that stuff in spite of what they were saying. So what are they going to do? How are they going to control you after that? Well, look at all the other things you didn't do, though. Okay, fine, okay. You did those, but you didn't do those. So now you have to feel bad about that. And what you've got to is, no, I don't, actually. And I know how not to. I know how to redirect attention to presence. Nanner, nanner, nanner.
Yeah, I actually did feel that way. I got up and yeah. I said, oh, I'll just sit right away. I normally don't. But...
oh, Jacqueline, ego is, I can just feel it. It's over there biting its fingernails down to the quick. If it had fingers, you know, that's what it would be doing. It's desperate. Her conclusion about this is, I'll get up and sit first thing. Oh, God, we're in so much trouble. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Yeah, and so I sent it away, and then I put myself in the queue, and I think I'll spend the rest of the day remembering that all those voices are really not very interesting at all.
Oh, God, not interesting, boring. I have heard it so much. You know, teenagers get to the point of listening to usually their mother, right? And mm-hmm. And it's like, if you say the same thing to me one more time, losing sight of the fact that if I were just doing what my mother's told me to do, I wouldn't have to hear her say it again. That's not what we get, right? But we are so in training by ego to be able to hear the same thing over and over and over, because what I'm being trained to is every time my mother says that, I go to, oh, I wish she'd shut up. Why didn't she shut up? I can't believe she's going to say that again. I don't want to. I don't want to do that. I don't feel like doing that, okay? And that's how we're being programmed.
Right.
Are you with me on that one?
Yeah, getting involved in that conversation.
That's right. And trained to believe that's me talking. And so since it's me talking, of course I'm interested in my life experience and what I have to say. And so identified with ego, I don't notice that I have heard that millions of times, that very same sentence in my head millions of times. But that same voice is so quick to note when other people are being boring. He said that 3 times already since I've known him. I gotta stop talking to him.
Yeah, that's been a real surprise to me in this awareness practice is, gosh, I have been hearing the same things over and over and over for years, and it just mm-hmm. is so startling why it seems like it's so compelling.
Exactly. Yes. It can, you know, we don't want to go there, but it can make a person feel a little stupid, right? And
yeah.
And so what we get out of that is the nature of brainwashing. And that's what it is. Part of the brainwashing is this is compelling. This is what life is. This is what life is about. This is me. This is my life. This is really interesting. And when we step back as you're describing and see it, we say, oh, my God. Oh, my God, that is horrifying. No, there's nothing interesting about it. It's not compelling. Yeah. Now, Jacqueline, since you're kind of new to this, okay, I mean, with us, I'm sure you've been doing something all your life, but with us, just be prepared, okay, that those voices are going to come at you like an 18-wheeler downhill with the brakes out, okay? And so just know that, and just cling to that, what you woke up with. I know how to get out of this. I'm going to turn my attention to the breath and count it. I know how to get here. That's all you need. Okay? So if you're in a drowning situation, no matter what what the water circumstances are, if you know how to float, you're going to be okay.
Thank you. I will do it that just exactly that.
All right. And stay in touch.
Okay.
Stay close. All right. Good.
Thank you very much.
All right. You are so welcome.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Oh, I love practice successes, Sherry.
Oh,
it's just
so wonderful.
Yeah, we can all just have this very large smile on our faces.
Yes, yes, a very large smile and be reminded, oh, it really is that simple, isn't it?
Yes.
It really, we actually do, oh my God, we do have the tools to end that insanity, to actually get here in life. We have those tools. Yeah.
And we do. All right, I think we have time for one more caller. So next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Gracious goodness.
Let me try someone else, Sherry.
All right.
Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please?
This is Brian.
Hello. Brian, Hi. Did you say?
Yes, this is Brian.
Oh, okay. What are you seeing, Brian?
Oh, well, just the focus on looking to see just how conditioning had always, it always co-opts the generosity and the giving into it, basically. And so sort of celebrating with all the ways life is generous with me on a daily basis has been the practice.
And Brian, if I may, because you're ready for this in practice, okay?
Certainly.
Life isn't generous with you. Life is you.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and so I know that workshop yesterday, I mean, I have so many favorite things in practice, but that was amazing to have, like, all of the sort of like the all of the whole tablecloth where all the pronouns rest yanked away. And like just to see, oh my gosh, look at all that. Look at all that. And so that's what it's been. And it's kind of that nice place of not, I don't know anything. I don't know how to say anything. And I don't care. But yeah, that's what a generous place to be, that like life, this drop, the ocean is in the drop also. It's really nice.
Yes. Yes, exactly so. And the importance of that realization is that, again, with something like generosity, ego quickly wants to turn that into its world of duality. So then I start watching for what feels generous and what doesn't. When does it feel like life is giving to me and when does it not? Rather than, I wouldn't be having this thought without life. There would be no breath in these lungs. This would be a lump of nothing on the ground. Okay? So the generosity, there is no duality in it. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it just washes all the stinginess away, which, I can see that, how there is sort of a stinginess. Well, life was generous here, and oh, we didn't like that, but just, well, because it will say, life's never generous. And it's just my experience is there's just generosity all the time. If I attend.
Ego will say that.
Yeah.
Ego will always say that, right? Because ego is opposed to life. So ego never is going to acknowledge life's generosity, although, interestingly, ego would not exist without life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is stingy. It's never going to acknowledge it. It's never going to say thank you. Never going to get into one of those packing boxes and just leave us alone.
No, that's... That's not my experience anyway.
Which again, Brian, is very generous of life, because this is going to go on until we are absolutely free, until there's not a single suffering cell in our bodies, right? And that is the most generous thing that is going. Life will not quit until bliss is our constant experience.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that is generous, and that's encouraging and exciting.
That is generous.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Brian. An infinitude of bliss, Sherry.
An infinitude of bliss.
Well, that brings us to the end of the show. Here's our assignment. Do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We're practicing unconditional love and acceptance.
Happy us. All right. Well, thank you.
Let's give appreciation since this is our last day of this focus.
Whew. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy. Much appreciation.